Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Live talk radio that you control, and you can call in and talk about anything that's on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian and Aria, and we're talking about toxic masculinity. We were trying to use this article from Unfold Times, but it turned out to be unusable.
Intolerably bad. It's kind of interesting. I wasn't expecting to have this example of, look, this is what happens when you put your what was probably considered award-winning content, right? Like, the New York Times is known for having decently written articles. Like, they don't hire people who don't know how to write. Whether you agree, sure. Whether you agree with their viewpoint or whatever is another question. But you probably have a well-written article with a ridiculous concept about this toxic masculinity, and then you put it behind a paywall. So in order to get this information out, some guy made a website called UnfoldTimes.com that probably takes news stories, puts it through a filter that replaces certain words with synonyms, basically, and in some cases very awkwardly, because clearly it wasn't read over by anybody who can speak English particularly well. So I think it was just an automated, drop the thing and drop the link in a filter, and then it comes out the other end. A different article.
It also expands names. I noticed, like, instead of referring to the Democratic presidential candidate as Joe Biden, it called him Joseph R. Biden Jr.
Right.
And this is all to avoid triggering filters and DMCA complaints and copyright claims and all that sort of nonsense.
Right. They'll claim that, I don't know if this stands up legally. I don't know if this person even is in the United States, whoever it is that's behind this article. But the site, when you go to like the About page, for instance, is very poorly written. The DMCA page is poorly written.
The DMCA page is like, if you contact me, I will take your stuff down within 24 hours, like totes for real, I promise.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, of course, he'll say, "What? This isn't your stuff. It's clearly different. Look at all these different words in here." So it's interesting because, the New York Times, whoever it was that wrote this piece, now they've basically had this, I don't know what the right word is, like, gutted, bastardized version of their article. It's not even readable. I mean, I did my best, and I found my mind just, like, wandering off as I was going through. I couldn't keep track of what this person was actually trying to say, and I know the original story wouldn't have been that bad. So that's, like, the unintended consequence of putting your stuff behind a paywall is somebody is just changing all your words and taking your article and making it garbage, which is way worse than, you having your article out there in full so people could actually read it and understand it.
Worse, there's actually an interview section of this article. And it's,
Which one?
Unfold Times one. And it's... it's every bit as bad as you would expect, because it continues on through there. The supposed direct quotes from people are just butchered, like this one, quote, "He's a weak man who has all the time longed to be a powerful man, and he's a weak man's concept of a powerful man." It's like, dude, that's so clearly butchered.
God.
No one who speaks English would write such a statement, or even speak such a statement, not unless they were drunk.
Yeah, I feel like that I owe our listeners an apology for even trying to read that on the air.
Well, no, because it brought up the interesting point about intellectual property. And
we made
how,
the best of it.
Yeah. This is an issue simply because the New York Times thinks they can withhold their information from people. And I understand, it's their information, but once they publish it, it's no longer their information.
How come there's not, or maybe there is, a darknet website that you can pay, Monero for, like a buck's worth of Monero or something like that, and get full access to the New York Times and, whatever other paywalled old media sites are out there?
In order to do that, wouldn't they have to basically hack the New York Times?
No, they could just have a subscription.
Oh. Like borrow someone's subscription from them.
Yeah, there used to be a website years ago. It probably still exists. There was a time when it was more useful, and it was called bugmenot.com, where you could go to bugmenot and then just like put in the website you want, so nytimes.com, and it would come up with logins for you that people who had logins to the site shared with bugmenot. So the idea was you were sharing your login with the rest of the internet, essentially. Now, obviously, sites found out that this site existed,
sure,
and they started shutting down the accounts that were being listed on that site. So they ended up adding a rating, right, to each login. You would rate whether it's working or not working. And so you could kind of get at a glance, oh, and these old ones, they're not going to work. They've been shut down. And people just kept adding logins to the site, and that way you could try that login, and maybe it would work and get you into the site. It's kind of a cool idea.
It is. I wish something like that still existed.
Well, like I said, it may still exist. Whether it's useful or not is another question.
But there are other people who have been talking about this idea for, I mean, ever since COVID started, that people who refuse to wear a mask are struggling with their own masculinity or something to that effect because it's considered weakness or something like that. And that seems to me not to be toxic masculinity, but a man who's walking around doing a thing or not doing a thing because he's scared of appearing to be weak doesn't strike me as a particularly masculine person.
You mean because he's afraid of what people will think?
Yeah, isn't masculinity supposed to be about strength and mm-hmm. dominance and establishing oneself? And
I would
yet,
think so.
The argument here is that toxic masculinity is causing people to be afraid of being dominant and establishing themselves.
Vox, which is a left-leaning opinion/news site, has a piece about it that they wrote back in August. And there have been different pieces. Mother Jones has one, which is really lengthy, about this. And actually, the word toxic does not appear in this particular article, but the general gist of it is similar. They say, fellas, is it gay to not die of a virus that turns your lungs into soggy shells of their former selves, drowning you from the inside out? Is wearing a mask to avoid death part of the feminization of America? Is it too emasculating to wear a mask to protect the others around you? Does staying alive make you feel weak? You can tell the viewpoint of the
I have to automatically interrupt, though, because this author is already spewing nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
There is no narrative out there that suggests that a person wearing a mask is doing so for their own safety.
The narrative is for the safety of others.
Yes,
that's
but the author
said.
Twice brought up during that, during mm-hmm. those questions, are you scared of
dying?
Are you scared of appearing to be feminine because you want to continue staying alive when that's not part of the equation here? It's not about protecting the mask wearer. And I would expect, you know, one of these left-leaning sites that repeatedly hammer that point home to people on the right, that this isn't about protecting yourself, this is about protecting others, wouldn't lead with such loaded questions, two of which are demonstrably false and unrelated to the point at hand.
Well, this is Vox. According to many men, yeah. Poll after poll, most recently a Gallup poll from July, has found American men are more likely to not wear masks compared to women. Specifically, the survey found that 34% of men compared to 54% of women responded that they, quote, always, unquote, wore a mask when outside their home, and that 20% of men said they never wore a mask outside their home compared to just 8% of women.
Now, did the survey ask them why? Or is the author here just going to speculate that it's because the men have testosterone and this makes them unreasonable and aggressive monkeys? I mean, what is the author arguing here?
Well, let me go on.
And why?
What's startling about these numbers is it's now been months since the U.S. first implemented measures, including statewide lockdowns, in response to the coronavirus. Since late April, health experts and medical professionals have stressed the importance of wearing masks, although not all of them. I know health experts and medical professionals who say it's all a bunch of BS. But anyway, he says, as more and more research has found, the virus spreads through face-to-face close contact like talking, sneezing, and coughing. U.S. cases and deaths continue to rise. At the same time, scientists are finding that men are more likely to die from COVID-19 and still do not know why. With deaths and rising cases, it seems unclear what would convince more men to wear masks. According to bias, behavior, and health experts, the reason is maddeningly simple. Masks aren't manly, he says.
I I don't know how they could make that sort of assertion. It's very peculiar to me. We're going to get into this. What do you think? Is wearing a mask, does it make you gay? Do you feel gay when you wear a mask? Give us a call. Let us know. 855-450-3733. Maybe to you it's the same as might as well just throw on some panties and carry a purse. 855-450-free, as in free of masculinity.
On a multidimensional probe, the Syscom Trans-Temporal Vehicle Clio discovers two entire universes have been annihilated in a massive time-traveling accident. Robert Kaminsky and his crew race home with the news, only to learn their own universe is next. To pull off the impossible, they'll have to embrace the unpalatable by placing their trust in the admin, Syscom's xenophobic sister universe, and the same people who tried to kill them all only months before. The Valkyrie Protocol by David Weber and Jacob Hollow. Available October 6th, wherever books are sold. Visit BayBooks at Bay.com for more.
News from news.bitcoin.com. The U.S. government moves to regulate cryptocurrencies after the Attorney General publishes enforcement framework. $4.8 billion still missing from the Silk Road. Some of the oldest bitcoins were just moved. Is Satoshi Nakamoto back in the game? Publicly traded companies move more cash into Bitcoin. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies. Getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive, and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Did you know you can support freedom of speech just by visiting shop.freetalklive.com? You'll see links to Walmart, LoveJava, Newegg, and more. Every day, Free Talk Live is at the forefront of the Liberty Movement as the biggest liberty-oriented talk show in the world, giving you a platform to be heard on any topic. Get listener-only specials without doing anything other than an extra click. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. Use the links and buy what you'd be buying anyway. Take action now. Save and support freedom. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. It's shop.freetalklive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Talk Live, talk radio that you control. The only show where you can talk about anything that's on your mind. 855-450-3733. Maybe you think wearing masks is feminine. Maybe that's why there are so many anti-mask people out there. I don't think that's the case, but maybe you think so. What do you think? Give us a call. Let us know. With you tonight is Aria and...
and Ian.
And AnyPay 2.0 is here, and crypto payments are now faster than ever if you're using the Edge Wallet, HandCashBitcoin.com, or Dash Wallets. In those cases, your experience will be smooth, but some wallets aren't ready for this impressive new technology. These wallet programmers need to hear from you, the wallet users. Visit AnyPayInc.com/upgrade to learn why some popular wallets are incompatible with AnyPay 2.0, and reach out to the wallet programmers and encourage them to make payments perfect at AnyPayInc.com/upgrade. It is always fun to explain to people at these stores that use AnyPay. It's like, no, you don't have to change it anymore. I can just hit the AnyPay QR code that pops up. And I'm like, oh, I didn't know that works. So, well, it depends on the user, honestly, and whether or not they know what they're doing. But if they do and they're using one of these up-to-date modern wallets, then it's absolutely flawless and lightning fast.
There is a bit of an awkward growing pains period that we're going through right now where users and cashiers and owners need to be updated on the fact that AnyPay 2.0 exists and what it really means. But, man, if you've got the right tools, this works great.
It does.
Yeah.
I love it. AnyPayInc.com/upgrade. Especially get in touch with Coinami. Mm-hmm. Evidently, they're still a really popular wallet, but they're lagging behind.
Yep.
And if they don't take care of things, they're going to end up being just like Jax.io ended up, just obsolete and unused by anyone. So we're talking about toxic masculinity here, or as I would probably characterize it, a lack of masculinity, because I have to imagine that anyone who is not wearing a mask because they think it makes them look gay or it makes them gay or whatever isn't suffering from toxic masculinity, but a lack of masculinity.
Meaning they are too concerned over what people will think about them.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to associate masculinity with strength or courage or any of those kinds of things, but at the same time, strength as an individual is an important thing. Maybe they don't suffer from a lack of masculinity then. They just suffer from a general lack of strength and a lack of character. I mean, if that's your concern, why do you care whether or not someone thinks you're gay? That would be my question to them. If you think wearing masks are gay, so?
I mean, over the last, 9 months now this has been going on, 8 or 9 months, and, you know, we're here every single night. I'm here 6 nights a week, usually sometimes 5, sometimes 7, depending on who's off. And, you know, I don't think we've ever had someone call in and say, I don't want to wear a mask. That'll make me look gay. That's the one thing we've not heard so far. And yet there's article after article after article here. If you look up toxic masculinity and the word masks, I mean, there's a ton of stories all with the same exact perspective. And you know what? What about the women who don't want to wear masks? I mean, they're just being cast aside here in this news story. It's like, or opinion slash news or whatever. The viewpoint appears to be, well, look at all these men that don't want to wear a mask. They are just toxic masculinity, blah, blah, blah. They're afraid of what people will think. They're afraid of being gay. Well, what about all the women who aren't wearing masks? They said it was 8% here, according to a
8%
survey.
8% who had never
wore a mask outside. And now there was 20% of men who said the same thing. But that's still 8% of women who are not wearing a mask. You know, the author doesn't even venture to guess or speculate. Are these women attempting to be men? You know, like what?
Do they suffer?
Or maybe
from toxic masculinity?
Maybe these people, both the men and the women, are individuals who have thought about this and have realized, and I'm sure there's different stories as far as why people don't want to do this, but what about the people who actually like came to the conclusion that they think they're being lied to? Or that this isn't as serious as the government and the media are making it out to be. I mean, there's all kinds of reasons to not wear a mask that have nothing to do with what other people think. Because if it was about what other people think, then, well, that's the reason why a lot of people do wear masks, I think. A lot of the people who are against wearing masks are wearing them because they're worried about what their neighbors will think of them.
On that note, a lot of men. Not just on men and women, but what about people like me who are trans and who oppose masks?
Who, in your case, you do a lot to be feminine.
Yeah.
Aren't you taking like estrogen or something like that too?
And testosterone blockers. Yeah. So it would seem to reason that if toxic masculinity was causing this, then I suffer from toxic masculinity and don't want to appear feminine, according to this author, despite doing pretty much everything that I can to appear feminine.
Right.
I think they're very confused, this author.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Should I give you more from this person?
Yeah, absolutely.
So they say, attempts have been made to make masks aesthetically more stylish, more age-appropriate, and more sustainable, in a hope to appeal to the maskless and change their ways. Sports heroes like LeBron James and Mike Trout have been photographed playing with masks on. And, sounds like a really stupid idea, and when President Trump finally wore one in public in July, his supporters rushed to praise him. See, if you just wear masks, guys, people will love you. Here's all these sports heroes who are doing it. Still, some see masks as weakness, and men, regardless of politics or race or sexuality, don't like being seen as weak. This virus can't do push-ups or race cars.
Talk about toxic gender assignments.
Yeah.
Well, can you repeat that line again? Something about racing
this
cars?
This virus can't do push-ups or race cars, so the usual displays of dominance are meaningless. Instead, it can best be battled by, of all things, putting on little cloth accessories. But can it? Can it really? I mean, don't the boxes of these masks actually carry disclaimers that say that they won't stop viruses?
In a sense, they do. I think they say they will not protect the wearer from catching viruses. I think that's what a lot of them say. I don't know, never having read them, but having seen pictures around the internet.
The holes on these things are much larger than viri, right? So viruses can pass through the mask relatively easily.
The idea is that the holes are smaller than spit particles.
I understand. I understand the idea.
But I don't know if it works or not.
Regardless, it's right there on the mask box. Sure. And you also have people constantly handling them. Constantly handling them. So,
yeah, that's the issue. I mean, if this pandemic is real and it can be stopped by social distancing and wearing masks, I have to tell everyone in the United States, we are screwed and we're all going to die if there's actually a seriously deadly virus. Because you have idiots right now who are not wearing their masks. They're constantly touching them if they are wearing them, standing in the middle of store aisles, standing right in front of stores doors, trying preventing people from getting in. This whole idea of social distancing somehow mitigating the spread of this thing, it's nonsense.
Absolutely. You know, look, I'm not concerned with it, right? Like, I come from the world where you just go around and you take your risks and you get sick sometimes because that's just the way it is.
Sure.
People touch things, you touch them, it's fine. I'm not a germaphobe. I've never been one of those folks. But if you're going about your daily business without a mask on, then the only reason you have to touch your face, your mouth area, is if you are actually sick, right? Like, you know, you might wipe your nose or you've got an itch or something like that. There may be some occasional reason to touch your face, but throughout the day, there's no real reason to touch your face. However, if you're wearing one of these masks, you see them constantly touching. So they're probably touching their face and mouth area and whatever nastiness is on that mask 100 times more often per day than they would normally. And then, of course, they're touching all the other things that they touch. So if anything, it's actually accelerating the spread of touchable things.
855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Trump wrapping up another busy day of campaigning, the president with two stops in a state he won back in 2016, Arizona.
They tried it last time 4 years ago, too, and that didn't work out too well. It's just unbelievable how dishonest the media is.
President Trump referring to polls that show him down a few points to former Vice President Joe Biden. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden spending his day in Wilmington, Delaware. The former vice president and his wife early voting on Wednesday. Biden did speak for about 15 minutes, and one of the topics he discussed was health care.
I'm going to make it stronger to lower premiums and deductibles and out-of-pocket expenses. We'll bring down drug prices by almost two-thirds.
Vice presidential nominee Senator Kamala Harris spending time in Arizona as well. She was in Tucson. You're listening to USA Radio News. Hurricane Zeta made landfall in southeastern Louisiana as a Category 2 storm, lashing the northern Gulf Coast with strong winds and storm surge. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards saying the storm won't be bringing much rain, but will be bringing wind.
That's damage to homes, businesses, but also to infrastructure and including our electrical system.
The storm could bring flash flooding from the Gulf Coast all the way to the Mid-Atlantic. The Justice Department is charging 8 alleged Chinese agents over covert operations within U.S. borders.
China describes Fox Hunt as an international anti-corruption campaign in which it seeks to locate legitimate fugitives around the world to bring them back for trial in China.
Assistant Attorney General John Demers telling reporters in Washington, D.C. that 5 of the suspects were arrested in the United States and 3 are believed to be in China. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. The only show where you can call in and talk about anything that's on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And it's Ian.
And, you know, I remember seeing these stories a few weeks ago of the rock band. I don't know what type of music they were. That played a show where everyone was in bubbles.
Flaming Lips, an old punk band, I guess.
And I'm told it was pretty dystopian. However, I'm also
told... Did you see the pictures?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm also told, however, that that's the kind of thing that band would have done, pandemic or not, because they always have sort of done weird stuff like that.
So, apparently, that particular band, the singer, had a bubble in which he would roll out into the crowd, which is a kind of a cool gimmick, right?
Sure.
Like, normally there's crowd surfing or whatever. This sort of takes it to a new level. I think that's a cool gimmick. So that was the only thing they'd done with it in the past. Now everyone in the audience was in a 6-foot diameter bubble, which was sealed. So can you imagine listening to music through that?
Can you imagine not suffocating in that?
Well, apparently the amount of air they said was able to sustain you for a couple of hours.
Depending on how hard you're partying, I guess.
True. And yeah, there were people dancing in said bubbles.
That sounds like a really bad idea. I never thought about the fact that, you know, in order for these bubbles to even be effective, they had to have been sealed.
That's right.
Which meant you were in there with your own air.
Correct.
I don't know how much oxygen a human being breathes in, you know, a two-hour period, but I can't imagine that 6 cubic feet of air is actually going to be healthy for a human being.
Yeah, that's a good question. You certainly would be rebreathing some amount of your exhalations in that particular case.
I hope they didn't have Taco Bell that day, man.
Well, that was another thing. You know, you just made me think of another aspect to this that I didn't think of when we first talked about this story, which is, you know, I've been to my share of concerts before, and there's no shortage to sweaty guys and gals who, you know, they got really bad body odor, and you don't want to be anywhere near that person. Imagine being the person whose job it was to help these people out of their balls, right? Because you probably need help putting this thing. I don't know what you do. I imagine there's like some hookup to a pump or whatever, because you're not going to blow this thing up yourself, right? So there's got to be like a guy, you know, as you're going into the venue, you get your ticket and they give you your plastic ball or whatever, and then you go and it's inflated and you step into it, or you step into
it
and then
inflated?
It's inflated.
I would assume it was more like a hard plastic hamster ball type of thing.
It didn't look like hard plastic.
That would also probably be prohibitively expensive.
Yeah. No, I don't think it was hard plastic. So somebody helps you get in and out of this thing, right? It's got to be somebody who's helping you with this. And so imagine the stench of one of these people with, like, nasty body odor trapped inside this ball for an hour and a half to 2 hours, dancing, you know, getting all hot and sweaty in this ball. And then your job is to stand there and help this person get out. And then there's this rush of nasty, like, stagnant air that's been sitting in this ball for 2 hours. Sounds awful.
It does. Yeah. And another thing that sounds equally awful, perhaps even worse, is the Colonial Theater here in Keene.
Oh, you know somebody puked in one of those balls, too.
Could they have acquired alcohol at this concert?
I suspect they did. If not, they did it beforehand.
True. So the Colonial Theater here in Keene is planning to hold, and it hurts me to say this, a, quote, online dance party for a 2020 fall fundraiser.
You knew it was coming, though.
Man, I don't know.
You knew it was coming. They had drive-in concerts.
But
they
can
had
you
bubble
ever be
ball
prepared
concerts
for an online dance party?
It's the lamest of lame. I mean, it's the when you posted this earlier, you just kind of posted it in the Keene chat group that we have here in town with the activists. It's just sort of as a local news item of ridiculousness. And it's like, no, we need to talk about this. This is absolute pathetic. It's just so lame. You know, we've talked on the air about this before. Captain Kickass, of course, has commented as a performer. You also are a musical performer. You guys did a concert this summer at ForkFest. It was great. You can see it on the Free Keene YouTube channel. Just search for FUD, FUD.
There were no bubbles or masks.
No, and it was a great time, and people enjoyed themselves. But the reason that this is, you know, worth talking about here is because it takes away all the reason to have a dance party. When you are at a dance party, the whole idea is to be in that party with other people, to dance and feel that experience, the vibrations, or whatever you want to call it, with those other people, to be motivated by that to some extent, and have a good time with people. Dancing alone in your home to a Zoom conference that you're listening to? What?
And it is a Zoom conference from 7:30 to 9 p.m. on November the 14th. And, yeah, I can't imagine anything more depressing or dystopian than this idea of standing in front of your computer dancing in an online dance party with Zoom. That's so depressing. You would do better to just teach your dog to dance, or to dance with your cat, or even just dress a pillow up in human clothes and dance with that.
Right.
Anything would be better than dancing with digital people online. Just play The Sims
by
and
yourself,
have them go dance.
Yeah, by yourself. Because you are essentially by yourself when you're in this so-called dance party that they're going to be having. And by the way, charging for.
Yes, an exorbitant amount, I would argue. Mm-hmm. I don't think I would pay $25 to go to an in-person dance party at the Colonial.
That's a high price to go to any dance party.
And this is a digital-only dance party.
I mean, look,
I want to like the Colonial because they're a strong theater presence here in Keene, but man, when they do crap like this, it makes it really hard for me to want to support them.
No, I have only ever gone to one show at the Colonial, and it was early this year, actually, before the COVID thing started. Conan and I went to see a movie there. I've never been the 14 years I've lived.
Didn't they run Derry Chase Victimless Crime Spree?
No. No, we rented the normal movie theater for that.
Oh, the King Cinema?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It was cheaper. Lots cheaper.
Okay. I thought for some reason the Colonial ran it.
Nope.
Okay. Even less reason to support them then.
Yeah. And so early on in this whole coronavirus thing, they had, like, on their marquee outside, they've had, like, opinionated about putting on masks and things like that. And so obviously they have a particular political viewpoint that does not jibe with those of us. And now they've got the hashtag Save Our Stages up on their marquee. At least the last time I was driving through there, I noticed that, which is this online campaign to basically beg the government for a handout, essentially. And, you know, because all these venues have been shut down, which I suspect is part of the reason and their excuse for charging $25 is they're probably trying to stay in business.
Yes, it is a fundraiser for sure. But I remember it was the very second nightcap, right? After the governor's orders went into effect, we had the first nightcap, and the week after we had another. That was when I first noticed how just horrific the signs on the Colonial were. You know, the Close Encounters of the Third Kind poster that they had up there, it said, no encounters of any kind in its place.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, I mean, it was really bad. And then they had the propaganda on the marquee, save our arts, or, you know,
Jesus.
do your job and keep others safe, stay home, all of this sort of stuff.
Stay home? Just
nonsense.
Safe.
And now they're broke because of these very same policies. I'm like, oh, but we want to stay in business. What service are you providing to people that warrants you staying in existence?
Nothing. I mean, look, they got some band, and I think it mentioned it in the article. I don't know if you said their name, but there's some band.
Wade the Great Entertainment.
That they've booked. I'm not intimately familiar with the band scene around here, but some of them I've heard, right? Like, I've heard their names and seen them out and about on occasion. Never heard of them. But regardless, let's say that, you know, they're an interesting band or they're, you know, good performers. So the band is going to play where exactly? Probably in their home. They're not going to set up the stage at the Colonial for this performance, right? So the band's in their whatever practice area that they have their practices at, and they're going to set up a webcam, and maybe if we're lucky, they're going to line the audio in so it'll sound decent, and then people are going to be expected to dance alone, or if they have a loved one, with their loved one alone in their living room on camera for other people to watch alone, and they're going to call this a party.
I'm going to call it depressing. 855-450-3733, 855-453, as in Free Talk Live.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the U.S. USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation to supporting detoxification to stabilization of blood sugar and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about anything that's on your mind. That number's 855-450-3733. And you know, we were just discussing this another dance party, a Halloween themed dance party, and it made me think, you know,
maybe, online dance party.
It made me think, okay, well, what about an online haunted house tour or something like that? And then I realized, you know, in a lot of cases, I would rather play like Resident Evil 2 or 3 or some sort of survival horror game than go to an actual supposed haunted house, right? You know, one of these places for thrills and chills or whatever. But so I get the desire for that digital experience, but that's really just because it's more in depth with Resident Evil or something like that. You know, it's a 40-hour experience where you get invested in it instead of this 30-minute trip through people jumping out and screaming at you.
And there's story and characters and things like that.
Yeah, so the two are drastically different, but I can see some sort of parallel between them, but that same parallel is broken when it comes to these online dance parties. You're not dealing with other actual human beings. You're dealing with 2D digitized images of those human beings. And
it's not the same, folks.
It's not. And your brain is powerful enough to trick you in most cases into believing it's real. And for many intents and purposes, it might as well be real. But when it comes to your actual need to have a human connection with another human being, it cannot trick
that part
of your brain.
And you know what? I'm sure that in this particular case, you were reading from a local story, but I just went online to just search and see. I mean, I knew this was happening elsewhere, and it's happening in a lot of cases and has been going on. There's even an article in the New York Times earlier this year about how to throw a digital dance party. Yay!
It doesn't seem like it would be even hard to figure that out, right? Like, who needs to know how to do that? And who needs to be told how?
I guess people, that's a great question, who've never used Zoom before. I didn't read the article, but there's multiple stories about it. The whole point is to encourage it. Right. So the idea is to put the idea into people's heads of like, oh, well, we got to do something. So let's have an online dance party. As somebody who's actually been to a number of raves in my life, a couple of my girlfriends were big into raves. So I've been to quite a few of them, and I've done my share of dancing, and there's an energy that's present, and whether we're talking about electronic music or we're talking about mosh pit at a heavy metal show, which I don't go to the mosh pit, but I've been to plenty of rock shows and metal shows. There's an energy present at every performance.
Absolutely.
That cannot possibly be present in an online version of that. That's not to take away the performance of whoever it is that's, you know, got the guitars and the drums and all that. I'm sure they put their time in and they're practiced and they're excellent technically at what they're doing.
But at the same time, those help create that energy.
Correct.
You know, if your band sucks, it doesn't matter how much energy the crowd has, that energy is going to get bled out.
Sure, but I'm going to give these people the benefit of the doubt and figure that they're a good band. They know what they're doing, they're practiced, and they sound good. Okay, not going to take that away from them, but you don't even know if these people are live. It could have been that they recorded the experience there, you know, earlier in the day or the week before, and then somebody's just, you know, some board operator's just going to hit the play button and play it back. It's not like they're going to stop in the middle of the set and respond to a heckler or, you know, something like that, right? Like, there's right. not going to be any kind of interest. They're just going to play their set. They're going to say, thanks, everybody. Thanks for coming out. Thanks for staying safe, blah, blah, blah. They'll say whatever, you know, message. And it won't even necessarily be happening. Now, if it is happening, it doesn't matter anyway, because, again, the energy is completely sucked right out of the entire experience. And, you know, a while back, I did hear about kind of an interesting dance party. Have you ever heard of the dance party where, what do they call it, like a silent dance party, where the idea is, like, people will come to a place and it won't even be like a venue or anything like that. It'll just be like a train station or something like that. And they'll come to a place and they'll all start dancing, but listening to their own tunes. So, like, in their own headphones. So they'll have their headphones in. It's sort of like an urban, flash mob. It's like a flash mob dance party, basically. So they're like, all right, we're going to go to this place at this time, and we're going to have ourselves this, you know, silent dance party. So you put in whatever tunes you want. Maybe you're listening to rock and roll. Maybe you're listening to, you know, whatever. And that's kind of a strange concept, but I kind of liked that, at least, as far as a different style of dance party. Because even though not everyone's listening to the same music, they're at least in the same place. And it'll result in some weirdness, I think, in that they're not listening to the same music, so they're not dancing to the same beat, which right. would be strange. But it'd be something to be interesting to behold. It would be interesting to kind of, like, observe this and see it. Because, you know, everybody would be in their own little zone, right, doing whatever dance they're doing. But to completely disconnect the people, to disconnect every dancer from every other dancer, to disconnect them from the source of the music, it's like, what is the point of this?
A lot of rock bands are doing it as well and holding, like, online rock concerts and things like that. And you raise a really good point. The energy is drastically different.
Okay,
when we were practicing for the Forkfest concert, me, Captain Kickass, and Gray, the energy between the three of us was drastically different
than when you were on stage.
From when we were on stage. And there were people there who were energetic. They were happy to be there. They came there to have a good time. And that creates just more energy.
There's
for
feedback.
Yes.
Yeah. This online rock groups, I'm wondering, is there some dude sitting alone in his, you know, den on his webcam with the hook'em horns or the devil's horns or whatever you call the hand symbol that all the metal guys do, and, you know, with his long hair, is he just headbanging all alone, you know, to this music?
I mean, I can't imagine so. I mean,
no.
I'm a musician, right? I play the guitar, and it's really easy to get into it, but at the same time, I don't, you know, go into the full headbanging of stuff when I'm sitting there at home playing the guitar.
And why would this person do that? There's no energy.
From what I've seen,
it doesn't transmit.
Of these clips on Twitter of rock bands who were doing these sort of live performances or live practices, I've seen a few live practices or clips of ones that, you know, made their way onto Twitter. From what I can tell, there's no energy there, and most depressingly, a lot of these bands are like even the singers are wearing masks.
In their own practice rooms?
Yeah. Yeah, it's absolutely bizarre, man. And these are the singers. I can give it to you, okay? If you want to present your band as being, you know, going towing
obedient.
The line, you have your guitarist and your bassist in a mask, but putting your drummer in a mask, that's borderline inhumane. That's a full-blown body workout. And putting your singer in a mask, expecting them to sing?
It's awful.
While wearing a mask? Are you kidding? And now we have online dance parties.
Yeah, it's absolutely insulting. And, you know, there's another aspect to this, which is that obviously this venue that you're referring to here is sort of a liberal venue, or at the very least they purport to
be
that.
It certainly seems to be.
Yeah, that's who their audience is, and you know, good for them. They got to pander, and they're trying to stay in business, but it's just...
But their pandering is destroying their business.
It is. It is. And I'd just like to give another example of these changes. So in the rave community back in the 1990s, now I wasn't involved back then, but you know, I know people who were, and it was an underground thing. When you threw a rave, it was illegal because the governments in those times did not want to allow these things to happen legally. So they were happening underground in, they'd like rent a warehouse. They'd throw a warehouse rave. Sometimes the cops would find out about it and come and break it up, and people would get arrested. And it was a risky activity to go and to gather together in the same place with others and have a good time. Well, eventually, it became sort of mainstream to some extent, right? Like,
sure,
it's not J-Lo mainstream or whatever, but it's accepted. It's something that you can now pay the right people, and the government goons will leave you alone for the most part. So clubs and things like that started to host these activities, and they came out from the shadows. Well, at the same time, sort of more mainstreamers, if you will, got involved, because now you didn't have to be part of the underground in order to find out about it. You could just be any old Joe who wants to go to a club and, you know, dance. And so the crowd started to shift. Instead of it being the underground rebels, it just became normal people or whatever.
Sure.
Well, now that it's now illegal again in most places to hold an event like a rave, there are, once again, from what I understand, some underground raves that are starting to happen. Well, guess what? The majority of the ravers these days are completely on board with total mask obedience. A lot of them are total leftists, they're socialists, and they will snitch you out if they find out that you are having an underground rave. If they find out
even
that
though the
playing,
roots of raving,
that's correct,
is in underground partying.
Sure, and they should know that, but regardless, maybe they do, maybe they don't care. So not only will they snitch somebody out, but they'll also come after any of the DJs who are, like, found out to, because you can't promote. If you're a DJ with a name and you want to play at this underground rave, you better change your name, because all your fans will become your enemies if they find out that you are violating the social distancing and playing one of these underground raves.
Well, so, if people would turn against you for that, I would have to suggest that they probably aren't really your fans in the first place. They're fans of what they imagine you to be.
Mm-hmm.
And if you standing up for yourself and what you believe in contradicts what they imagine you to believe, then it's time to drop those fans.
It's also time to throw a damn party. This is ridiculous.
Absolutely.
What's going on?
855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Maxwell, he was a runaway to rescue, great disposition. About 9 years ago, he was scratching a lot, and he started losing some hair. My vet, she said, oh, he must be allergic to the chicken. Another vet said, it's the grain. Third vet, she said, it's the weather, something in the air. And then somebody said,
DINOVITE.com.
I have been listening to the Dynavite ads, hearing about different stories of different people, and it just clicked. I got my first 90-day supply, and it took a grand total of 2 weeks. And the dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Dynavite is nutrition.
And Maxwell loves it. Now he's close to 10, and the Dynavite is a big part of Maxwell's diet.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
And he's a spectacular dog.
DINOVITE.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.